6:07, welcome to the weekend, the last day of the month. October starts tomorrow, and all the eyes of America focused on Florida and the devastation we've seen, especially in the Fort Myers area. And Marty, just north, Mike Gallagher went to Central Catholic, been living down there just a couple of years, spent the bulk of his professional career in Erie, PA, is with us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Mike, I saw some of the pictures that you posted. And it's hard to watch. It's like another planet, especially south of you in Fort Myers.
It's absolutely devastating. And, you know, it was storm, and we were hearing things and seeing some things, but now reality's setting in. And, you know, you're talking to people who are looking for aunts and uncles and grandparents, and knowing that there's parts of Florida and Sanibel Island that they can't even get to. And there's, you know, hundreds of people that they're looking for that they have no contact with. And it's kind of crazy because the storm cleared out. And as the day went on yesterday, the weather got nicer. And it was like this beautiful afternoon where it was 74 degrees and low humidity. And just, and it wasn't beautiful anymore. It was hard. It was hard.
The Sanibel Island situation is insane. So, Mike, am I right? Are there the 40,000 people, are they trapped on the island?
They don't know. They don't know if they got somewhere and can't find them. They don't know if they're, you know, in an attic or on a roof. They're not seeing a lot when they fly over of people like waving white flags looking for help. So, you know, it's people that chose to ride it out. And again, keep in mind, people are saying, well, they should have evacuated. Well, we spent days being told that it was going to hit my neighborhood in Tampa. So we evacuated Tampa. It was like, if this had hit Tampa, we'd be talking about hundreds of thousands instead of hundreds. Because of how devastating this was. So, and we, up until those last few hours, we're thinking, we're getting it. And I'm thinking, oh, this will be neat. We'll ride this out. I might be dead if I was, you know, the bullseye of this, where I live. I'm 4 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. And
Mike, what are you hearing from a sheriff? And we talked about this yesterday morning, one of our callers said the sheriff down there in Lee County was suggesting there could be hundreds of deaths. They just don't know. What is the latest? What are you hearing now that they had 24 hours to, survey the situation?
The last I heard before going to bed last night was, you know, there are hundreds and hundreds that they can't get a hold of, so they were estimating it could be a couple of hundred deaths. You know, now the people that we know here are like, let's not jump the gun, let's get reality, and let's not make this worse than it has to be. But you can't stop thinking about it. You know, whether it's a snowbirder or people who transplanted here.
That's right.
You know, you
That's
guys
right.
know, we all have connections to this part of the world, whether you're living here now or not. We vacation here. We spring break here. Our pirates are here.
True. It blows you away when guys like us, to your point, all day long, my man, I'm getting photographs from folks that I know that are good friends, but I did not know they own places down there. So our fingers of this town reach so deep into the spine of Florida. It's unbelievable, the impact on folks here, right?
Yeah, and I got my kids up there, my daughter in Buffalo, begging me to move home. She said, we can't do this. You got to move home. You know, if that had been you.
Wow.
What do we do? And how do we help these people? You know, I went down to check on other people's properties that I know. Some were okay. Some had a lot of damage. You know, but fortunately they weren't here, and I got as far as I could go, and it just was sinking in day and day, you know. And I went out to my beach here before I went down there, and the water was still gone from my beach. I walked out to the boating lane of the Gulf of Mexico near my house and was standing on the Gulf of Mexico with no water there.
Wow.
And you're thinking, how can it move this much water? Two nights before, hey, I couldn't swim out here.
It's fascinating, too, the psychology of this. I'm hearing from folks, and I'm serious about this, who said, hey, man, I'm not retiring in Florida now. To hell with it. Yeah. I'm not doing this. Right?
You know, I kind of joked about it with you guys yesterday. I said, I'm telling all my people here, yeah, you go ahead and kid me about the snow I deal with in Erie, PA. Well, I wait for it to melt, and I get a little fatter eating chicken wings and pizza. Well, that's my crisis.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
well,
but,
Mike,
but
we appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys.
We're going to stay in touch.
I'll get what information I can, but it's shaking everybody. It really is.
It's amazing.
And I appreciate
You're
it.
Amazing.
I love you guys. No, I love you guys.
You too,
man.
Brother. Thank you. Mike Gallagher down in the Tampa area.
Captures it, right, Larry?
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, the Big K Morning Show.
Man.
620 News Radio KDK, the Big K Morning Show, Larry Richard and Marty Griffin, live at Kelly's in Warrendale. It's our high school game of the week. Pine Richland hosts North Allegheny. We'll talk about that a little later, but the owner, Kelly O'Connor, has entered the building. Kelly, good to see you.
Good morning.
We weren't expecting to see you because you were headed south and decided not to go wisely.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you have friends and family down there in that area.
A lot.
Have you been in touch? Do you have somebody you know at Sanibel Island?
Clint Hurdle, I speak to very often, is on Sanibel Island. His house is fine, but as we all know, that bridge is out.
It's amazing.
I don't think he knew that when he talked to me yesterday.
And where is he? I know he's been working for Colorado, though, but is he always with the team there?
His family lives there.
On Sanibel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so his family, did they evacuate before the storm, I would assume? No.
I don't think so.
You have a reaction about, because you're a Florida person, really. You have a reaction about folks who said, hell with this, I'm hunkering down. You don't buy into that, do you?
You know, I have been in and out of Florida my entire life, since I was a young girl, and a hurricane is the most unpredictable weather that we could endure on this earth besides a tornado. They're very similar. One's on water, one's on land. However, hurricanes do major damage, and there's no getting away from the wind and the water. You're done once it comes. You can't get away from a rush of water.
Especially when you're on an island.
Oh.
I mean, did you guys see when the hurricane comes, it takes all of the water out of the bays?
We just talked to Mike Gallagher about that. He has pictures of it and said
it's
that it's
devastating.
Stunning how powerful to remove. Do you imagine taking all the water out of the bay? And,
you have family in the current path, right?
I had family in Tampa that did not evacuate, that are close to the beach, but it missed them. I have friends in Naples. I have friends all over.
Boy, your son is in the path of the new, where it's going to hit, right?
Right.
Carolinas.
I was supposed to go to the Savannah, and I decided not to go.
That was smart this time.
Yes.
But it regenerated over the ocean and became a hurricane again after being downgraded to a tropical storm. What is Clint Hurdle saying that his family's reporting about Sanibel?
He
just they're cut off.
Said that he was fine and they're going to deal with it the best they can. That's about all anybody can do down there. The devastation of the homes and businesses and the boats. And I'm a fisherman. I'm a deep sea fisherman. That's my hobby. And to see those boats, those $1 million boats, are just toothpicks.
Like busted potato chips.
Yes. It is unbelievable how many, like, I want to go help them.
Yeah.
I want to go help. I want to do something for them because their entire town is destroyed.
Fort Myers.
Woo! Destroyed.
Gone.
Gone. Devastated.
I got a text from a friend that said Fort Myers Beach, which is kind of an island, right, is every vehicle on the island was submerged.
We had pictures. You were sending. Right. Yeah, it's,
yeah, their history. Their history.
And there are a lot of people who haven't been able to make contact with family and friends yet.
I think I saw Hooters floating in the water down.
The business itself, yeah.
The whole building. Yeah. I mean, just I just couldn't imagine. God bless them. Whatever we can do to help them, I think we all should get together to try to help.
One thing we can do, Kelly, Brothers Brother does an amazing job.
Amazing.
From right here on the north side of Pittsburgh, they go near and far to help. When we're going to talk about what their game plan is, but obviously they have organized some relief efforts. So we appreciate you having us here today. Wish it was under better circumstances for those poor folks down there that are really suffering.
Agreed.
On a lighter note, when she sat down, she looks at me, she says, "You look so much better than Larry." It's unbelievable.
You are so bad.
That's because Marty has that Guy Fieri hair with a
guy's. We just need to get him some bleach.
Guy's is white. Yeah, well, he uses that same stuff that Ronald Reagan used when he was president on his hair.
So true.
I mean. So true.
And look who's here, Jim Clare.
Hi,
Jimmy
Jim.
Boy.
Marine Corps veteran and ultimate defensive driving school
Love
head
him.
Chair.
One of my boys. Love right. him.
Yeah.
Thank you for serving.
Yeah. Oh, Jim's awesome, man.
You coming got some in. Big guys just came in. We better serve them fast.
All
They're
right.
Big.
Looks like North Hills.
Oh. North Hills just entered the house.
North Hills baseball's in the house. All right. Thank you, Kelly. You're going to be around. You're not going anywhere, are you?
Not for a little while,
right,
yeah.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
625, this is KDKA.
Love her. She's so charming. Why is she so happy all the time? From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
AAA traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet. Your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Back to Kathy Berggren.
Larry, we're starting to see a little more traffic on the Parkway East. I'm seeing that traffic slowing down right around Wilkinsburg heading into the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. Still in pretty good shape on 28 and the Parkway North. No major delays for you on either of those roadways. Over on the Parkway West inbound, it's getting busier right around Parkway Center. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 635. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
And it looks like a nice start to the day. Sunshine 65. Clouds will move in ahead of the system that'll bring us some rain, maybe late night after Friday night football. But tomorrow during the day, we could see rain and steady rain. And then maybe on into Sunday, we'll be monitoring. Right now in Warrendale, it is clear and 46 degrees.
He's doing all these hand gestures like a weatherman would. Can't help himself.
I frightened Samantha here.
Yeah, the poor thing
working
looks,
with us.
She's looking at you like, is he high? Maybe. Big changes coming for Medicare. There's 70 plans, and the enrollment period is coming up. I just sat down with Brian, who I love, who founded the company, and here's the deal. They're focused on, number one, educating you about those plans, and number two, saving you money. They can take you from $300 a month down to $25. $300 a month to $25. Call them now, 888-818-6334. It's an amazing plan. 888-818-6334. MediConnect. Medicare made simple.
And we are broadcasting live from Kelly's in Warrendale. It's in the footprint of Pine Ridgeland, but right on the border of North Allegheny. And those two teams will meet our high school game of the week, brought to you by Allegheny Health Network Sports Medicine. And the Big K Morning Show Game Day Breakfast Tour is brought to you by Living Treasures of the Laurel Highlands, Fun in Donegal. com. So Marty and I talking to Kelly O, the owner of, and her many connections down in Florida. And we'll keep you posted throughout the course of the morning. And one of the things that Kelly said that I know people in Pittsburgh feel is, how can I help?
That's
what can I do? So we're going to talk to the Brothers Brother Foundation.
Top of the next hour.
Yeah, right after the news at 7. Right now, our buddy Andy Amrine, EV True Value.
Well, I get this text yesterday. And it ruined my day, quite frankly. I'm sending, here it is. Here we go. Hi, Marty, your 80-volt cordless snow thrower came in today. Can I have it dropped off at your house tomorrow? Well, no, I don't want that damn thing. Because once it gets there, winter comes. You know what I'm saying, Larry?
Yeah. It's still September.
Come on.
Andy. What are you doing to Marty?
Scaring
I'm ruining
me.
His
Annoying.
Day, evidently. he wants a snowblower. I got to get him a snowblower because they're in short supply.
And it, are they?
Yeah, they are. Winter supplies are doing okay with everything except snowblowers. And it piggybacks off of there weren't very many lawnmowers this year because all of your engines are made overseas. And it's not the casings, it's the motors. There's engines. There are no engines in the world. So that's why I was glad to get Marty's in because, Larry, can you imagine the first snow if he didn't have a snowblower? Who would be there shoveling his driveway? Not Marty. I would have to be.
I'm frankly shocked, Andy, because Marty as a one percenter should have a gaggle of people who would be happy to blow his snow.
Absolutely. You would think so.
You know, Andy, here's the thing about the electric is that it's quiet.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to be blowing the snow at 3 in the morning.
Yes, your and, neighbor
oh,
won't even
that's
hear.
Right.
Yes,
he's on a new shift.
I'm kind of curious about this engine thing.
Uh-huh.
Is there still a worldwide shortage?
There is.
Still.
On gasoline-powered engines, there is still a worldwide shortage, and that's everybody from Kohler to Briggs to Honda to, you know, it doesn't
it's
matter
amazing.
What brand it is. It's, you know, there are no engines in the country, so snowblowers are going to be in short supply just like lawnmowers were all year, and there's no end in sight.
Andy, are they effective, the electric? Do they work?
Absolutely.
I don't know anything about this.
The one that I got you... It's a cordless, battery-powered, but it's an 80-volt commercial. And this is the same unit that we have. All the universities are switching to them. So Pitt University, they have dozens and dozens of them because they don't want to use the gasoline-powered equipment on the campuses because of the noise and dorms and everything else. And they work very, very well. You'll be happy. But, you know, with yours, I got you two batteries. So that way, if you get partially done... and the power runs out, you just swap the batteries. The whole deal, Marty, is I got to keep Christine happy.
Yeah, you know, this is the
truth. Well, that is kind of the mantra. I've gotten that. We're with Andy Amrine, our EV True Value hardware expert. He's the one guy you need in your life because you have questions about this stuff all the time.
He's amazing.
I'm a big fan of your show on Saturdays.
I love it.
Because,
thank you, Larry.
You know, even when I'm driving around, I love hearing about what people are fixing or whatnot. But what are you hearing about the need in Florida? What are people going to need there, Andy?
Well, generators and water are probably the top two things. I have a lot of friends, family, and so forth down there. And you know, the ones that were heavily affected, that's pretty much what it was. Water and generators are the top two things.
Andy,
are
there still no generators? Are there generators out there?
It's going to be tough. Once again, it goes to the engines on it. So we've been trying to get generators for about 8 months. And out of the dozens that I have ordered, they're trickling in. One here.
Wow.
But engines are a big issue. But so I don't know how many generators they're going to get. Water, hopefully they'll be able to get enough water to drink.
Yeah, that's been devastating to see, and it seems like everybody has a connection down there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm curious, though, about generators, because one of the things Marty and I talked about was this same storm wiped out the entire power grid of Cuba, where 11 million people had no power, and you don't have power in the Internet. There are a lot of things you can't do that
that's
you
right.
take for granted.
No, absolutely.
Even moving your, you know, checking on your own money.
Yeah. No, there's nothing. I mean, you can't even charge your cell phone. Once it goes dead, you have no way of even recharging that. So, power's everything.
All right, what's the hot topic tomorrow, Andy, on the show?
Getting your house ready for the winter and keeping the mice out of the house. That's always a big thing when the weather changes.
Oh.
Got a weather strip
Andy's
the windows
my man.
And plug the holes to keep the mice away.
He gave me the stuff that mice don't like the smell of, and it's so they just don't come in your house. Right, Andy?
Called mouse magic. Great product.
Well, we appreciate it. Please drop that snowblower off at Marty's house.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's ready.
We're on the way. Driver already left.
You saved me, man. I'm serious. You're amazing.
Yeah,
just amazing.
We appreciate you, Andy. Thank
All
you.
Right, guys,
have a great
you.
Day. Andy Amrine, EV True Value.
PJ's here.
He's got
PJ's here.
Our news director has arrived, PJ Comanchik. All rise.
Looks like he just came from a bar. Look at that look on his face.
You're listening to the Big K Morning Show. 6:54, this is the Big K Morning Show, live from Kelly O's in Warrendale, which is right on the edge of North Allegheny and Pine Richland. And that's our high school football game of the week.
Look at PJ. Look at him.
That's our news director.
He's live.
Facebook Live with Marty Griffin. Want to thank Allegheny Health Network Sports Medicine
Kelly O's
supporting our high school football games of the week. And 6 o'clock, John Fedko has your pregame. Go
there
ahead,
are 35 ounces of ketchup on your plate, brother. What's going on there? What the hell's going on?
Can I do anything?
I'm just trying to figure it out.
I used to have a life.
This is bizarre.
Public life and
private
life. There is
more ketchup than eggs.
And now the two have morphed.
Yes, they have. They've morphed. Look at PJ going to town.
Anyway, he's Facebooking live while he should be working and paying attention.
Is that
true?
Yeah.
And high school game of the week, Dan Zangrilli, Johnny Lee, play-by-play in color, Robert Mangino on the field, Cal
Berger,
Ben Tenuta. We got you covered. Want to thank.
Look at that ketchup.
Matthew at Living Treasures of the Laurel Highlands. Come on, I'm trying to focus and do a show
here.
Sorry,
man.
Seriously, coming up after the news, we're going to tell you how you can help the people devastated by Ian in Florida. And the storm's not over yet, folks. 6:55, this is KDKA.
From the P.J. Fitzpatrick, this is what I read right here, folks. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center.
Occasionally gets it right, too. AAA traffic powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Here is Kathy Berggren.
And, Larry, it's still pretty quiet on our roadways. For the most part, we're in pretty good shape. I'm looking at 28. Still no major delays. It's just getting a little bit busier around that single lane, Russellton-Creighton. No problems to the north side. And on the outbound side, you do have that lane restriction once again, approaching Harmer out toward Pittsburgh Mills. Inbound Parkway East back at just about to Wilkinsburg, your Parkway West to Parkway Center. 51 looks like it's moving better now as you head down toward the Liberty Tunnels, and the Parkway North is clear. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 7:05. This report is brought to you by Train. I'm Kathy Berggren on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
We'll start with sunshine, high of 65. Some clouds will move in later, and remnants of that storm expected to bring us rain for the weekend. But again, it could come after the games tonight, overnight into tomorrow. Right now, in Warrendale, Kelly O's, 46 degrees.